Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 25, verses 7 through 9. And if you listen to yesterday's podcast from Isaiah chapter 24, Isaiah chapter 25 is going to be particularly encouraging. So verse 7, "And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" Oh, what a promise. Did you hear that? Like death, this shroud that covers all peoples and all nations, is one day going to be swallowed up forever. He will swallow up death forever. That the Lord God will wipe away tears from all our faces. I think about death. I think about funerals of family members, close friends that I've been a part of, and I'm guessing you have, like, just the pain, the hurt, the tears. And the good news of Isaiah chapter 25 is that one day death itself will be no more. Like, no more death. No more tears. That God himself will wipe away the tears from all our faces. This is what we wait for. That's why verse 9 is so important. "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us." We've waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So obviously, I don't know what's going on in your life, your family right now. Maybe you have walked through in recent days even seeing family member or friend die, or in the future, obviously, none of us is guaranteed tomorrow. Nobody around us guaranteed tomorrow. And so we live in the shadow, so to speak, of death. But be encouraged today. One day, death itself will be swallowed up forever. Oh God, we praise you for that promise. We praise you for your love. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, for experiencing the judgment we deserve for our sin, for taking that judgment, holy wrath, penalty of death upon yourself in our place. We praise you for the gospel. We praise you for your resurrection from the dead. And we praise you for the hope we have, even amidst tears in this world, that one day you're going to wipe all those tears from our eyes, and we will never, ever, ever see, experience the pain of death. God, we praise you for eternal life and the promise of it, and we rejoice in it. We are glad in your salvation. Help us to hold on to this hope, and help us to proclaim this hope. God, please use us today to proclaim this hope so that people around us, that we live with, that we work around, that we play with, and God, that people among the nations, this shroud covers the nations. God, please use our lives, our families, our churches in this world to proclaim the good news of the King who's conquered death, so they might know this hope. Use us to do that today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.